wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Just let it be.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and wake up, everybody. This is November 25th, 2007, hour two of the Parker Pathway Show. And I have a little dedication to a birthday boy, Aubrey. And if Aubrey's listening, happy birthday. I want to make a very quick comment on Parker Pathway shows on September 22nd, year 2006. I gave a complete connection of the globalization of China concerning reusable water chemistry for harmful human medicine on December 17th, 2006. I did a recycle water references for human cancer outcomes. Those were the relationship of what happens with reusable water with chlorine and chloramine and other effects of the mutagenicity of all the chemicals. And on July 8th, 2007, there was a discussion of eugenics and the United States Senate Bill 1472, which was called the Water Reuse Program Act of 2007, and the use of reverse eminent domain for non-federal waters, and the legalization of reusable water and its chemical byproducts for irrigation of food products. That was in July 8, 2007. The senators received quite a few calls that were from Parker Pathways on the defeat of Senate Bill 1472. It had to be rewritten on the reusable water program. And I will be doing many more shows concerning this aspect of what I call the sip of conflict on the toilet to tap to table initiative for what is happening on the other levels of implementing this. We have a call from Tennessee. John, are you on air?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Thank you for calling the show, John.
Well, Dr. Parker, it's always interesting. Earlier on the program, it may have been in the last hour, I heard you talking about some sort of a chemical that they're going to be putting in the water to sterilize individuals, and then if you want children, you've got to have the antidote. You know, it's interesting. I have told people for years that the idea or the impetus for the problems that we're having is the eugenics movement. I believe that with all my heart. There's a book that I'd like to offer to your listeners. It's called Better for All the World. The author's name is Harry, and I believe it's Belarus.
Can you hold on until after the break?
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material you used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, November 25, 2007. If John is still online, he can finish up his reference. John, are you there?
Okay, I am. Once again, the book is Better for All the World. You can actually get it on Amazon. And now, I used to think that it was just a problem with the American eugenics movement. I've come to realize since then that it's a worldwide eugenics movement, where if they deem that you're not worthy to have offspring, then they're going to find whatever way they can to keep you from doing so. Mm-hmm. Now, quickly, I'd like to change topics and just say that I work, without identifying the company, I work for a company that is huge. I mean, it's huge. So I was on the Internet and checking into this outfit. Come to find out, did you know, Dr. Parker, that there is a World Trade Center tower complex in Switzerland?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Okay, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the company I work with bought the Trade Center in Switzerland. The world, and I can't see personally, why would you have two World Trade Center complexes? So maybe that's why what happened in New York happened in New York.
Well, the whole thing in Switzerland has been, without going into that, because that is another subject, but it is related in a way that is unexpected. We have to go back a few years when computers were first being developed from iron tubes. They looked like light bulbs, and you had to change the bulbs all the time. And the computers were huge, almost size of an average bedroom. It was decided then three things in those days. One was the control of the oil supply, of which, by the way, Marlon Brando played in a film concerning that subject. In fact, they didn't even hide it. They had living in Switzerland in the film, a German scientist who lived on the top of the Alps there in the Switzerland, and he was the one who invented the process by which to extract various compounds and chemicals from oil. And it was decided then that they didn't know how to do it because there wasn't a word like software at the time. But the whole process was to have what it's called the mind computer located in Switzerland. And then, of course, Geneva, Switzerland is where the big banks are in terms of the Swiss banks. It also is the core of all world control by the people who control the world through business and medicine and law. So what's happened there is that that particular area in Switzerland has always been the center of the decisions. They have the world computer there. They have Dr. Cray, when he invented the Cray computer, which was a 12-computer lineup like a football team, which would analyze anything in the world. That's all been advanced to the point now where they're very close in artificial intelligence for humans. They're only about 10 years away from complete artificial intelligence of from humans in the computer.
In well, fact, see, you have pulled another layer off of the onion for me today, because when I tell you the industry that the company that I'm employed by works, or the industry they're involved in, it is petroleum.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, they paid in the last 2 years, they've spent $274 billion buying property in Switzerland and Germany.
Yeah. Well, the reason for that is there's another aspect of this that's been going on in research for a long time in terms of peer review systems, and that has to do with the idea our future food is very close to going towards synthetic additives in food today, which is why I want the constitutional amendment that we have a right to vote on what goes in our food and water for a different reason. The whole process is that if you change the food to be made from oil in the process of making the new foods for the new genetic population, do not think that that is an aberrant situation at all. That is not something out of science fiction. That kind of research has been going on for nearly 30 years and has now reached the point where the new developments are starting to emerge as to how to control the genome system for the foods, to develop who gets the foods, how the breeding takes place, who gets bred, who doesn't. And all of these things were foretold. Remember one of the shows about three Parker Pathways ago? I read from the pages of Orwell, 1984.
Right.
And I write word for word. And in terms of Paul Ehrlich, I quoted today, that's his wording. It's not mine. When I say, of course, I just happen to be one of the people who fell through the cracks, who knows of the different fields, these four disciplines to be interrelate on the show and to be able to work it, to put the dots together. Because when I saw, when I was a student, and I was also with the government for a long time as one of the top grant reviewers in this country, and I realized what was happening, I had to make a personal decision. Do I walk away from this? I could be a multimillionaire today if I had stayed. Believe me. And the thing is, and, you know, I walked away for one reason. I saw a cleft palate baby. I'd seen him many times. And I saw the cleft palate baby that was born. It was in one of the local hospitals we were doing some work on. And cleft palates today are operated on in surgery. and the public doesn't even know the baby was born with a cleft palate. But I remember one of the professors telling me, you see that? That's going to be the future human.
Well,
and when I was told that, and I knew what that baby had gone through to be born through the amniotic fluid that was contaminated, in the womb, and how that had happened, that was my first contact with chemical warfare in terms of cancer propagation, and that's all I'm going to say on air. And the thing
okay,
is,
what,
you see what I'm saying? In other words, there was a whole process by which that all came in.
And you take into consideration something that sounds like it's science fiction, but yet it's not. If you'll do the investigation on transhumanism and then go further into posthumanism and see that they're teaching this stuff in colleges around the world, not only the idea of transhumanism, but they're teaching, they're changing laws. They're actually rewriting international laws. How would you prosecute a transhuman that may be guilty of a crime? Mm-hmm. How would you investigate a crime scene if you have mutated or non-existent DNA?
That's
These
right.
are all things that sound far out,
but it's going on. There was a previous caller, a very fine caller, that called ahead of you, too, like as yourself. And the thing is, that's what I'm talking about on this show today in my way of law and medicine and beltway discussion, like I had with Alan Sue on the last hour. The whole concept of the whole thing is the fact that the international and global laws have to cover these new genetic forms and the whole process that's going on. And the reason for this, I've made a real big point about the fact, and I'm standing in the fact that the reason for all this that's coming into the thing is that our immune systems are being destroyed.
Intentionally, by the way.
Well, I'm not going to use the word intentionally, John, but the whole thing comes down to the fact they are being destroyed, and our adaptation system is weakening. You know, there's a point when the gene pool weakens because it can't adapt anymore. You know why it can't adapt? Because humans take a long time for the gene structure to change. It takes almost, it almost takes a half a million years for two genes to totally change. It takes only an insect to change within a few hours. And, you take the frogs in Australia. They have to develop new ways to lengthen their legs and change their stomach linings in order to adapt to the toxins and poisons in Australia's water.
Well, why do you think that the importance was that the rush, and it was so important for this Human Genome Project? I'm sure that a lot of people that were involved in mapping the human DNA chain were honorable, and they were doing it for what they felt was proper reasons.
You're talking
to
one of them right now, John. You're talking to one of them right now. And the thing is, when we found in chromosome 1 on the cleft palate where that was really coming from, that was a decision point. Yeah, but look what happened.
See, I believe that the people that were really behind it that initiated the investigation and the mapping of the DNA were not doing it for the betterment of mankind. They were doing it because they had this stuff in the works, 100 years ago.
Well,
they were wanting to come up with, eventually, a post-human race. Man, to them, is not good enough. They can do it better.
I know Dr. Venner, who was involved in this, in the National Institute of Health, was not thinking of creating another human being. Now he wants to create himself. And the thing is, and that's not a bad thing, but the whole image of all of us that were involved was only to prevent new human diseases. We never were involved in the thinking about the transhumanism. We never were. But the people, and we'll get back again to the core of the thinking capacity. There are four regions in the world where the thinking capacities on the New World Order concept is in. One is the United Nations, and the other, of course, is in Switzerland. I have to go on to the
next
subject.
All right, thank you.
But listen, John, thank you for calling the show, and call again.
All right, thank you.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
This is Parker Pathways, Hydro Wind Parker, and November 25th, 2007. I have very quick comments to make on concerning the last two callers. Transhumanism being taught in colleges and universities today is all based upon the key word of sustainable development, and the whole development of sustainable means different things to different people that are trying to develop what's called change of the human order without identifying gender. This is all part of the sustainable education process, and you'll hear people from universities today use that word interchangeably with the green movement. You'll hear that. There's a whole process, for instance, on carbon trading. That is one of the most horrifying human design projects that's ever been conceived. It makes human population control pale by comparison. I don't have the time in this show to go into it. But I wanted to make a point about that. Sustainable development is a cause of transhumanism in the educational curriculums. The other point about the United Nations is that what my listeners need to understand, and you probably already know, the United Nations has no accounting internal auditing systems. So and they haven't had. So when the United Nations puts out their sustainable development process under the guise of climate change, to have infrastructure taken care of by developing nations. It has no accounting systems, and being able to determine which policy is being implemented, for instance, in the Nigerian coal mines are different than the South African mines, which are supported by the black movements in this country. And that is another show in itself. It's a joke in the United States of America, listening to the political candidates, in terms of the concept of being able to say, well, we have to be sensitive to the discrimination issues and the bias issues and the rest of it. They have a clue, or they have a clue, and they're not, you know, they're being clever, but the concept of ethnic investment, which Alan Sewell conversation I had in the last hour about the investment bankers and what they think about it, the whole process is a very chilling effect, all based on the concept the United Nations does not have any internal accounting systems. The other little clue that's out there is you take San Francisco, California, has what's called a no-gender card. This is to be given to people that have come into the country illegally and other people who live there. In other words, the transgender has no, there's no indication of that. There's not an indication if it's a male or female on the card. And then the card can be used, as they say, well, they can go to the library, you know. But the whole thing comes down to that. That's a whole different subject in itself, but it's another clue. That is a straight out of the United Nations Sustainable Development Policy on the no gender card. And it's been implemented in such a way to make that look as if you do not know the gender of the person that you're arresting, for instance. You know, you don't have any way of saying, well, that there's a 20-year-old male or 20-year-old female who's committing a crime and the rest of it. You can't do that there. So that's another aspect of the very serious process of sustainable development thinking. Legally, the law courts will adopt this and be able to implement this in their legal opinions and put it into the international law systems. I want to make a very quick point, which is the basis of one of the pieces of Parker Pathways today, is the fact that a year ago on air, I was talking about the water concept of the contamination at the United States Marine Corps base at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. And this is how the mothers aborted by drinking tap water contaminated with volatile organic compounds. They had it was tetrachloroethylene, and it was the predominant contaminant, which was based on the chloramine base on the nitrogen and the sulfur molecule connection. And of course, that case has gone to court after all these years. I brought it out in the year 2003. It was one of my first cases of bringing this out. This happened was an analysis of a 1985 up to it happened between 1968 and 1985. The wives of the officers there were used as guinea pigs for the concept of the water and how it would be mixed with the hazardous waste and the water pollution system. It was I have a list of all of the experimental human sites in America that have been used for reusable water, and the concept of chloramine and chloral dioxide, and in the process of of working this through and the drinking water and the birth outcomes. This particular case is now going to be reviewed by the Senate subcommittees and to work this through. This is an example, complete from head to toe, of 11,798 birth certificates of what happened to the birth rate of contamination from chloramine and chlorine and trihalochloromethanes. Coming to the other end of the break, and we're going to get into the contamination of the water on a huge scale.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
This is Parker Pathway. This is Dr. Wynn Parker. And I wanted to mention my email, which is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And I wanted to mention the whole aspect of chloramine causing collateral health damage. When I first went out, I mentioned this earlier in the show. To have an understanding of what we're doing in terms of information that's available to the public, keep in mind, I did not know this when I did it in the year 2003. I did not know that the public would have never been informed about chloramine and chloral dioxide and other kinds of chemicals in the water that would be influencing the health and welfare of things. I was concerned about organ transplants, why they weren't taking, and as I've told the story many times, if it hadn't been for one of the people that my assistant giving me a flyer from the Public Utility Commission and saying, well, chloramine is dissolved in the human body, and the word that they used was assimilated. I knew right away. It took me, 5 minutes from that one moment of looking at that flyer. I did not know about chloramine. That was in the year just a little bit before 2003. And so if you want to, you know, I'm writing about all of this, and I'm going to put this whole international piece of physiology, anatomy, and the rest of it together in two books that I'm putting together. And it's going to be one of the biggest exposés of financial investment distortion that you've ever seen. And but you can email me, and you listen to the Parker Pathways. Each show, there's another piece of that because if you of the story. Because if you were to get it all at once, you wouldn't be able to assimilate it. I know I wouldn't, and the rest of it. For instance, when first came across this in the year 2003, I started to do some research to try to figure some out, and I couldn't get the research because it was all hidden. And then I uncovered it. I reviewed 400 peer-reviewed journals of research that had been done by the United States government that went all the way back to 1952 when they were using reusable water and the cancer rates and the colon cancers and the rest of it that went with it. And then I uncovered the whole process of using chloramines that was directed by the Environmental Protection Agency. Now, the directive that was given to the states was given in 1994. The exact wording, which I'll read you, is that on chloramines, the Environmental Protection Agency has set the drinking water standard and has determined that chloramines are a health concern at certain levels of exposure. That's a key sentence right there. Safe Drinking Water Act requires the disinfection of all public water systems, and so this chemical is used to disinfect drinking water. Chloramines are also added to provide a continuous disinfection throughout the distribution system. That's another key sentence because I didn't know it the fact until we researched it that the disinfection systems and the infrastructure would, after much work and research, would cost $1.5 trillion at that time. That was in the year 2003. However, it says, at high doses for extended periods of time, chloramines have been shown to damage blood and liver in laboratory animals. Now, that's a key sentence because in any kind of research, if it affects a human being later, you can first do it in animals, and you can work with this to cause damage of blood and liver in laboratory animals. And I uncovered all that research, and I was horrified to find out that, of course, later on, the EPA, a year later, said that the animal studies just don't count. Of course, that's baloney because in any kind of research, you start with animals first. And then they have it at the high doses extended period of time. Chloramine has been shown to cause damage in blood and liver in animals, but the EPA has sent the drinking water standard for chloramines to protect against the risk of these adverse effects. And that's another key phrase which later over the past 2 years has been used. From this concept, well, we're going to dose relate, and they tested the public on that, and I've done many shows on thousands and millions of people that have been affected by this. And then, of course, the chlorine dioxide, same story. The chlorine dioxide is used to water treatment to kill bacteria and other disease-causing microorganisms. And however, at high doses, chlorine dioxide in drinking water has been shown to damage blood in laboratory animals, and high levels of chlorine dioxide given to pregnant laboratory animals in drinking water have been shown to cause delays in the development of the nervous system of their offspring. And these results are in the short-term exposures to excessive chlorine dioxide levels. But when I did the research, I found in humans and in animals the neurotoxicity of the brain as a result of these dosage level experiments, as a result that that went on in the United States of America. Now, the whole process of this concept that I got into a lot of problems in terms of what are called ambient atmospheres. of sperm heads, and I can remember releasing the chromosomal damage. This was the reference that I released to the public. It was this was the 137th peer review out of 600 peer review subjects that are done with chloramine and chlorine. And I had exposed to the public chloramine in the year 2003, and the public, again, just would not have heard of it. And, of course, now with Parker Pathways on air, every show there's more exposure. So you have something to work with to be able to go into these legal areas and attempt to change. This is why I developed the Grand Jury of Science and Technology idea, that we have a Grand Jury of Science and Technology to be able to review the decisions of bureaucrats that make decisions for millions of people that that have potential harm. And then, of course, the constitutional amendment for being able to vote on the water and food, and the medical protocols are the tests that we should have something to say about, and it would change healthcare forever for the better. Of course, I've been, you know, there's a long story about how I've been fought with attorney generals who don't want anybody to vote on this, and also insurance companies that have big stakes. And, of course, China owns 4% of the bond issues for all insurance companies in this country. So the issue, the reference that I gave was done by Dr. Meyer in 1985. The title of the study was called Evaluation of Chemicals Used for Drinking Water Disinfectant for Production of Chromosomal Damage and Sperm Head Abnormalities in Mice. It was the first study. It was in the Journal of Mutagenesis. Now, because I exposed in the year 2003 the concept of the sperm head change, I had the Department of Defense come at me. I had everybody, because they didn't want anybody to know about the influence of the reproductive capacity of sperm head transfer. But it was coming in. It was because the Gulf War had already happened. You've got to remember that this study was printed in 1985 but done in 1982. And, of course, and then I got into the amino acids in water treatment plants and the effect of chlorination on amino acids in water chlorination. And this is a textbook that is used by training people in water management. It's published by Lewis Publishers and the rest of it. The United States government told the publishers of this textbook was published in 1985. The professor's name was Lee Corlay. And Lee Corlay is a brilliant researcher when you really look at the amino acid studies they've done. Well, the Lewis publishers were asked to take that chapter out. And this was an exquisite piece of work on chlorine and how it changes aldehydes to nitriles. And I could do a whole show on just this one piece of work, how it affects the amino acids in human beings. I have since way expanded on these peer review articles and books that I've analyzed since then, and I also expose the fact of how it affects the HIV virus, and the whole process on the suggested references that the public received also in the year 2003 was the EPA's own work, which was published in 1993, and this was a review of evidence on reproductive and developmental effects of disinfection byproducts in drinking water. And they've since taken that publication and made it not available to the public anymore. And at that time, I put a call out, and I would do it even on this show. If people want to email me to tell me about rashes or the development of cancer of the bone from the process of particularly in females, because I later found out that this is gender oriented. Females have more osteocancers from the disinfectant byproducts than males do. And And also the men have more cancer, gastric, lower cancer reactions from chlorine and chlorine dioxide than females. But I made a call out. The paragraph reads, "You may make an appointment to be confidentially filmed for rashes from drinking chloramine, which you can, with documentation of symptoms, be a part of the 2.4 million plaintiffs for a class action toxic tort lawsuit against the EPA." That was issued in the year 2003. As soon as I issued that, 1 year later, the United States government, through their full work and power, put together the anti-toxic tort class action system, which limited the cap on the suing for this particular idea at $5 million. And you couldn't cross state lines. And I've told you in the audience before that, let's say the water comes from the mountains from a different state and comes into your state, you can't sue that state because for the contamination of this that affected your reproductive capacity, because it's not in your state. So you can't cross the state line with a toxic chloric acid state. In fact, I did a whole show which talked about the demise of the toxic class action system in the United States of America as a result of this activity. I don't think the audience understands that I have been totally responsible for doing an expose of this. With my intention was that I felt that people would rise and they would go against their city councils and they would go against their governors and they would go against, but instead what I found out was the real estate developments and the corporations were involved in the money profit systems for having these poisons in the water. And so that's why I was already involved in being able to develop the system of analyzing the various aspects of medical and legal aspects of breakthroughs. So that affect the idea of our length of life, which are totally determinant by the phrase, there is no substantial adverse effect from having these poisons in the water. And that is the health officers of the United States of America put that statement out last year and made that a policy of the United Nations. So the problem, the idea of having recycled water mixed with the whole concept of this, the theory after recycled water is passed through primary and secondary filter systems, and then it goes into tertiary systems like fine sand, and then the water returned to the people in that form. But the idea of having microfiltration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light, and hydrogen peroxide are alternate technologies which I had proposed rather than using chloramine. But what they have in the process is the cities and towns of the United States of America go to $1.98 a pound on ammonia to put into the water, and then take the ammonia out, bottle that water, and sell it for their own use, put the ammonia back in, and then recycle it out to the public. And that's what they've done. But the recycled water they want to use is filtered through the membranes, as should it be for the regular water. And then they're using reverse osmosis. And I feel that reverse osmosis is should be expanded in state-of-the-art and advanced innovation. We need innovation in this country, and this is what has always been my solution program, that we advance our engineering system. But the water is promoted by engineers in the university systems, and the rest of us say water is good enough to use. Water is essentially would be, they're trying to tell the public that reusable water will essentially be distilled water if it goes through the UV system and adding the hydrogen peroxide. Well, they're already doing that, and that creates more poison in medical physiology. Then they want to put the recycled water pumped back into the water table and into the streams. And then they're going to extract this out in the way they're pushing this fantasy of chemistry, reinventing the concept of this, is say, well, if the water stays in there for 4 years and come back, we'll pull it up from the aquifer again. And then it's drawn up and treated at a drinking water treatment plant, and then we're going to give it to the homes and businesses. And when I went out the door in the year 2003, I said, there's only one pipe. So how are you going to be able to separate out the recycled water? The problem that we have here is that the water that's recycled in terms of this, it doesn't have the electrolyte and ion base that's necessary. You can't add to this in a chemical way to make this particularly work. Nature will not allow you to do it, and the human body would never be able to withstand the onslaught of gene triggers. You've got to realize that water is the basis for human life. That's true. But it also is the basis of the basic gene triggers that are going on for the, that's why I call it mutagenic and cytotoxic. Mutagenic changes in chromosome breakages. Mutagenic is toxic to the cells of the human body. We are talking about a killing machine, and that's what we're talking about. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and I'll close off with some very important information.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we were talking about the reusable water system in terms of how much damage that can do to you. These are forms of endocrine disruptors that are in the body as well. The way that the government is putting forth on this, instead of totally solving the concept of this, they're planning to have surveillance by satellite of chemical signatures in the sewage to track drug use. See, when we metabolize chemicals in the human body, and goes into the brain. I wanted to get into the limbic brain system today, but we haven't had time. There's a chemical called benzoylecogalanine. This is a product that's made by the human body from cocaine, and this is already being deployed as a mass spectrometry signature analyzer from satellite. And what they're doing is they're testing this as from satellite of the sewage to try to find the benzoylecogalanine. And of course, this is the experiment is in full swing in Milan, Milan, Italy. But these sewage sampling techniques are being used as a way to track people through the sewage system. It's coming into the National Institute of Drug Abuse and the Environmental Protection Agency are in full swing on doing sewage sampling techniques. Also, they want to put it under a law enforcement concept to determine which part of the United States is using more cocaine than other is using is by analyzing the sewage system for this. I wanted to do more on this with this show, but the absorption rate and the breakdown system of the bioaccumulation that I talk about in chloramine causes collateral health damage has now been accepted as an expert witness. A term in law cases, bioaccumulation. If you mix certain chemicals together with the chloramines and the chloral dioxides in the drinking water, add the reusable water, which does not, in the blended drinking water system, it has no electrolyte concept of the being able to attach to another electrolyte, you are now talking about a killing machine. Your whole process of the immune system can be destroyed, particularly your reproductive capacities. And, of course, the experimentation of stem cell methods that have been discovered to have viruses transport genes into the ordinary skin cell, and the skin cell reverts to the condition resembling an embryonic stem cell. And then you take the stem cell used to create a heart, nerve, or other tissue for organ transplants. The real reason for this is when I was explaining at the beginning of this hour of Parker Pathways that how I got into this was the fact that I knew the organ transplants were being compromised somewhere. And I didn't know how. Well, I found out how. And this all comes into the fact of the water and the food and what the irrigation water system is to the food in terms of being able to change the gene system in the plant. And what I wanted to get into in today's show was the concept of the of what is really defined as life in terms of the chemical constituency and the concept of that, what the toilet to taps a system of having the you take many species on this planet have to adapt very quickly because of the toxicities. Well, I want to say this has been a wonderful Parker Pathway show. I want to thank my producer and happy birthday to Aubrey. And also, keep in mind that there are solutions to this. It's you and me and the whole concept that we're not crazy.